Indiana National Guard leaders say it's hard to hold troops fully accountable for serious offenses like sexual assault. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports on the debate over a state bill that would make doling out discipline and holding court-martials easier.
Currently, only the governor can convene a general court-martial, a primary setting for military prosecutions. National Guard Colonel Tim Baldwin says getting the governor to take that time-consuming step can be difficult. Baldwin and other leaders testified Wednesday in support of a Republican bill to extend that power to the Adjutant General, the governor-appointed Guard commander.
Sexual assaults occur in the National Guard. We had two last year. We were not able to go to a general court-martial, which would have allowed us to get a dishonorable discharge.
The Guard can remove accused troops from service and refer them for civilian prosecution, Baldwin says. But in cases like the two last year, local prosecutors often don't follow through. Despite debate over whether a provision in the bill would violate service members' due process rights, lawmakers voted unanimously to pass House Bill 1076 out of committee. A similar bill has been introduced in the Senate. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.